escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I think it broke this morning. The Minnesota Bishops, in the state of Minnesota, strangely enough, are defying the government, and they are saying full masses. And I'm asking you now if you're okay with that, and would you like to see our bishop do the same? Would you like to see our bishop send a memo out to all of the parishioners saying we will be celebrating Mass on Sunday as usual? And as long as they take all the precautions, they do the distancing, they space people out properly, wearing a mask, I see no problem why they can't do it. So I'm asking, should they do it? What do you think? Is this a good idea for our bishop? Now, our bishop is here as a temporary bishop, so I don't know if he would bite this much off. I don't know how he feels about this issue, but I'd like to see that happen. Also, is it okay to call it the Chinese virus? I did not just pick this out of a hat. Kamala Harris, senator from California, has a resolution before Congress that would make it wrong to say Chinese virus. This is what they're spending their time on in Washington. With all that's going on, we've got 40 million people unemployed, okay? And this is what she thinks is important. I'd like to know if you think it's important. And would you fly today? Come fly with me. Come fly away. Let's go to line one. I think it's Daryl, if I'm not mistaken. Daryl in Medina. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, boss.
Hello there, Daryl from Medina. What do you got?
Hey, no flying yet. Remember, you're in a pressurized vessel. If you just think about this one, if you guys had gone on your trip, you would have probably had to get on one of those big buggies. And remember, it's pressurized. And
you, oh, sure it is. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, the next trip we would have been on was Alaska. The Russian trip got canceled. Alaska is next up, and then in January, Australia. But so would you fly? You would not fly.
No. And I don't know if I'd even want to get on one of the current, like if you were going up to Alaska on the boat, I don't know if I'd even want to do that, because you got to remember, the boats, you're still, because of storms and so on, they close all the hatches and all that air in that boat is circulating around.
Now, some of the cruise lines have not heard from Viking, but some of the cruise lines now, we read this morning, are closing through the end of August, which would be just as their prime season. This is really hurting them. Okay, what about calling it the Chinese virus?
How about
Camilla Harris says it should be against the law for you to describe it that way.
That's bull crap. But how about we do it? How about we'll satisfy? Let's cover. Maybe we better cover this, all of it. The Pacific endemic, because I was telling Buzz back, I'm going to say around Thanksgiving time, they were showing New Japan Wrestling. Okay. We don't have it on anymore.
Okay.
And all of the audience had masks on.
They had masks on during a wrestling match.
Right. And this,
wow.
They had all the Japanese wrestlers and all that stuff.
The sumos? You mean the regular wrestling or the sumo wrestlers?
The big fat guys. There's some guys that they had on there that what I call were submission wrestlers. They knew how to take and twist your joints every way that the point. Oh, I mean, seriously, these guys were nasty.
Well, those sumo guys, they weigh around 600 pounds. I would not want to get in against any of them.
I remember it was a little skinny English guy that was, I'm not a big guy. This guy only goes about 180, and he could take a guy three times his size and make him submit just by simply certain kinds of pressure holes that he could put on. He'd make your joints go a lot of ways that they weren't supposed to go.
And it was, well, thank you for that wrestling update. What about the Minnesota Bishops? They are going to defy the law and say Mass. They're going to celebrate Mass. And what do you think about that? And would you like to see our bishop do the same thing and defy New York State?
This gets tough because I'm going to use a quick number I pulled up just out of my head. Anybody from 60 up, we think, is probably in the people that might be
high risk.
Yeah, we'll call us, I'm sure you're in the same group as I am.
High risk. I just barely made it into that area. But, yeah, go ahead.
You're just going to try to stay away from groups until things get settled down. Now I got a couple other ones. I noticed, why was Mr. Fauci, who was supposed to be quarantined, standing behind the president with a mask on?
Well, you're not quarantined forever. Usually the quarantine is 2 weeks.
Right. Well, what was he doing out?
I don't know. Did he finish his 2 weeks? I didn't keep track of him, so I don't know, but I think he may have finished his weeks. Okay, Daryl, got to run. Thank you very much. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. And let's see, who do we have here? I think we have Bill in Eden on line two. Line two, Bill and Eden, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I've got a lot for you. So as Van Miller used to say, fasten your seatbelts.
We're in for a bumpy ride. Go for it.
Now, were you saying that they were going to say it would be against the law to call it the Chinese virus?
It's a resolution. So I don't think a resolution has the power of law, but it's something that is recommended. I doubt if you'd go to court or they throw you in jail. I don't even think they could fine you.
Yeah.
So whatever strength a resolution has, that's what this would be.
Well, it sounds asinine to me, and I don't really care whatever Kamala Harris wants to say with her dour disposition there. Whether you call it the Chinese virus or the China virus or the Wuhan virus, maybe we should call it the Sino virus, because Sino is a prefix that means China. Remember?
Okay.
Soviet relations were China-Soviet relations. We could always, the Democrat leadership, we can call it Sino because they have to measure it in your sinuses to test for it, and then it'll buy them.
And people say, look, we eat Chinese food, we call it Chinese food.
Yeah.
We eat Italian, we call it Italian. What's the big deal?
I think it would be a little insensitive maybe to call it the Kung Flu, so we might want to not.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Nice home run there with that one.
The churches and such.
The Kung Flu, I like that.
Do you remember when Andrew Cuomo was quoting scripture in one of his recent press conferences there?
Yeah, I do.
He was trying to say, like it says in the Bible, the kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. But if you really look that up, he was taking it. It's like in Mark 3:24, where they were saying, like, Jesus is doing these things by the power of Satan, by Beelzebul, and that's how he casts out demons. And Jesus said, you know, the kingdom of Beelzebul couldn't stand if it's divided unto itself. So he's talking about a demonic kingdom, which is kind of interesting that Cuomo would quote that.
But Cuomo the devil. I can see the connection there. Go ahead.
Commander, where are you going and why are you in that handbasket? But I don't know. But regarding church and church services, I think, you know, it's in our Constitution. You know, the government cannot infringe on our right for, you know, to establish a state religion or to prevent...
Yeah, they can't establish one. In other words, they can't say, New York, our official religion is fill in the blank. They can't do that.
And even like with Catholic masses, Sandy, I think if you were to check the CDC, you wouldn't find any, not even a single case of transmissibility of any disease, even from the common cup. So that's something to check into. And especially, you know, like a lot of our churches are so big, and maybe the like in the morning masses, there's less people there. You can even watch EWTN in the morning, and you see they have them spaced out with a rope in between every other pew.
Yeah, it makes sense. And most churches are physically large. And so they're large. They got plenty of seating, and they can different kinds of configurations. They're so large that sometimes certain ceremonies are held not at the main altar but somewhere else. As they move around, so I mean, there's plenty of room and plenty of room to divide it up and make it safe.
Yeah, you have windows open. A lot of churches have good air conditioning systems, so there's a lot of movement of air, so that would be good.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I'd like to see the our bishop appeal to the governor and say we're going to say mass this Sunday. Would you like to see that?
I wonder if some of the bishops are a little skittish because I saw somewhere that. In fiscal year 2016 alone, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops got more than $91 million in government funding for refugee resettlement. And over the last 11 years, if you want to be a conservative amount of stating this, the USCCB got over $534 million in taxpayer dollars for refugee resettlement programs. So maybe that's why they're a little resistant to pushback, but I'm glad to see that one diocese in Minnesota, I think you said, is doing that.
Yeah, it's in Minnesota, and they're going to celebrate Mass. And if you think about it, what is more important to the Catholic Church, at least in theory, than the celebration of Mass and the Holy Eucharist?
Yep.
Nothing is more important than that. And not, gee, we can't say this because we might not get as much from the government.
Yep. We
can't be thinking like that.
Yeah, they say that the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life, so that's why like make your point exactly.
Okay, good. Hey, you've come up with a lot of home runs the last few calls. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. I'd like to see our bishop or any bishop in New York State declare that there will be masses celebrated this Sunday or even Saturday if you normally celebrate a Saturday Mass. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We got several. Would you fly right now? It's like a different experience. You know, it might be nice to fly right now as far as the actual flying part because it wouldn't be busy in the plane. It wouldn't be overcrowded. There wouldn't be much in the way of food. You get from what I understand, a plastic bag with a bottle of water and a snack, and that's it.
Bring your bologna sandwich on board.
Yeah. Oh, my bologna sandwich. Yeah, now you're talking. But, yeah, that when you get off the plane, all of the vendors from where you get off the plane to where you get the luggage are all closed. 90% of the passengers, and depending on the airport, but the Atlanta airport, 90% of the passengers are gone, the passenger numbers. They're gone. 85% of the flights, gone. So at least you know one thing for sure. You would not have somebody sitting in the middle seat. It wouldn't be you, and it wouldn't be anybody that's bothering you. So I like that. And I'm asking, would you fly? They have compressed air that gets sanitized as it goes around. Would you like to fly if you could this afternoon? Okay, are you okay with calling the virus the Chinese virus? China is where it came from, and like to know that. That's a reason is that Camilla Harris has proposed a resolution. Now, I don't know what kind of power the resolution has in law, if any, okay? Making it wrong or illegal or whatever name you want to tie on it to refer to the virus as the Chinese virus. This is all they got to do, what we call something. I don't get it.
Well, according to Andrew, it's the European virus.
Well, it didn't start in Europe, though.
No, it didn't. We know that.
It started in China. Maybe he was missing when he learned that China is not part of Europe, but it started there and then went through China and Europe.
Well, we don't want to offend the communist Chinese government.
No, absolutely not.
It might hurt their feelings.
So we want to know, are you okay calling it that? I don't call it that, but if they pass this resolution, I will call it that. And then the last one, of course, is the one we just got, and that is the Minnesota bishops have decided they are going to say Mass in the state of Minnesota this weekend. And so I assume it's this weekend. We just heard about it today. Assume that you have an opinion on that. 803-0930-1-800-616-9236, star 930. Beamer, we got time for probably at least two more Facebook.
Yeah, asking if you would fly today is one of the questions on the Facebook page. And Sharon says, I would fly for sure. I'm healthy, take supplements, and as long as everyone wears a mask, life is too short. I am a cancer survivor and know how precious every day is.
Well, congratulations to you for being the cancer survivor, and bon voyage. Hope we have a great flight. Another one, please.
Yes, sticking with the same question, Mary, who is a top fan on Facebook, says, yes, I would. I think we're weakening our immune systems by not living a normal life and giving something for it to fight against. However, I wouldn't object if they wanted to make me be the only person in my row, winky face.
Is that an emoji, or did you just add winky face?
No, they gave a winky face emoji, yeah.
This is what we've gotten to. Here's how we explain ourselves. We put an emoji in there. The emoji says, wink, wink. How about that?
I'm still waiting for the Italian emoji to come out with the fingers. Hey, what are you talking about?
Hey, what's the matter with you calling me an emoji? What's the matter with you, Gagoots? Okay, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Those are the three questions. Is it okay to call the virus the Chinese virus? I think it's fine. I have no problem with that. Also, would you fly today? That's a big question. There's a lot of changes from the last time you flew. I guarantee you that. And Minnesota bishops say, Mr. Governor, we are going to defy your order and we're going to say Mass. Would you like to see our own bishops say the same thing to our governor? We'll be back with more right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with Beach and Company. You don't like to have to explain the show, you know what I mean? And I got a text message here. Sandy, what's the point in ever texting you? You don't read the text. Well, look, first of all, Buzzy Beamer reads the Facebook, all right? I do the telephone and talk to people on the air. But I do read the text. And I refer to things that are mentioned in there. I don't read them verbatim. But look, I'll do it just for you. Here, I'm going to do it. Hold on just a second. Let me just get a text here. I'll just pick one at random. Just absolutely at random. Here we go. Sandy, you look like you could still play. Wow! I got to read more of these things, Tony. This is great. The audience really caught on fast.
And she'll like it, too.
She'll like it, too. Wink, wink. All right, let's go to Eric in Allegheny. Allegheny, Eric, you're on WBEN.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate it. The reason that the church hierarchy, meaning the big wigs in the church, have been demanding that the church is closed down is for the following reason. Most big churches, and some of the small ones too, are 501c3 incorporated churches. Now, you cannot serve two masters, and it's either serve Caesar or serve the Lord. And so once the church incorporates, they are beholden to abide by the statutes, codes, rules, and regulations of that state that they're incorporated under corporate contract law. So I encourage all, and I applaud the bishops for reconvening their mass. They should have never shut down, because once again, it's either you're going to serve Caesar or you're going to serve the Lord. And corporate churches need to unincorporate. It's not a very difficult process. The reason they've incorporated is mostly because attorneys have put fear into the churches by saying, well, if somebody slips and falls down on your front steps, you're going to get sued. So you better incorporate, and that's a lie from the pit of hell. People have to go to unincorporated churches, and that way you're out of the jurisdiction of Julius Cuomo.
Yeah, one would say that my motto, I live by this motto, is if you're not there when I need you, the hell with you. Okay, well, if the church isn't there when we need it, and a lot of people might think we could really use it right now with people dying left and right, and we're facing an invisible enemy, I think the churches have to pick their places to fight, but this is a good place to pick, I'm thinking. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that info. I did not know that regarding the legal side of it. Yeah, if you're not there when I need you. Think about it like this. People who need the church now need the church. They are firm believers. And boy, if there's an example of that, it's on the next line. It's line two. It's Mary from Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello.
Sandy, I like your topics. Could I just read my, I have three items here, and then you could elaborate on your, during the program.
Yeah, go ahead.
What you think are, okay, the first one I say, I agree with the bishops, live mass is essential.
Okay.
And the second one is, I do not fly, but I would suggest, since there's no more, you know, what do you call them, venues in the airports and everything, why not people bring an old-fashioned lunchbox with their own lunch, and you know how the kids have the little thermos bottle in it?
Sure,
refillable cup, not a plastic bottle, your own cup, and then at the airport, fill it up with water, and that's it, and then wherever you go, eat your lunch, and on the plane, refill your water bottle. And, you know, the third thing is, Kamala Harris, I think this is just a distraction, and she knows it, because she, if she's any kind of a legislator, she was in politics before and everything else, but she should know that this is only a distraction, because to introduce any legislation, to have a vote on it, and then have it passed or, you know, failed through vote, that is just a big distraction, right?
Yeah, this is a resolution. Now, I don't know what kind of weight a resolution carries, but that's what she's proposed.
Yes, and that's the whole point. The big distraction. People need to know what, like she's in California. What is California doing? You know, they need to, the legislators, to state what the state is doing and what is, you know, what their legal actions are. But those are the things. I agree with the bishops, and I suggest that airports, you know, people bring their own meals or have, you know, vending machines like they have, you know, the automats in the old days.
Sure, like the automat. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. You say you agree with the bishops, as I do. I do, too. Do you feel, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but do you feel that not fighting for their right to have mass on a Sunday or a Saturday, or depending on what day you're talking about, do you feel that they've kind of let you down for not standing up for the right to do the mass?
Oh, Sandy, you touched the nerve.
That's why I'm a talk show host.
you got a lot of nerve. Actually, I was in church on my visit, you know, and I go to church now, and I just go in and I light candles and I say my prayers. And I brought this up to our pastor, and I was talking to two parishioners yesterday. Today is my wedding anniversary. Normally, we would have had a mass said and something like to commemorate it, because, you know, we were married in church and everything. But the people that I talk to, we all agree, ISIS, the priests should, you know, be bold. Like, you know, that is their right. What they are doing, they are letting man decide what, you know, what people of God should do. People in the pews, I don't even agree with this separating and all this stuff, because I mean, people. My whole point was, when I mentioned it to these people, I'm a Eucharistic minister. If I feel I can't serve because I have a cold or something, I just don't go.
Well, here, let me ask you that. First of all, let me congratulate you on your wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful day. But think about it like this. If this ever got into a court of law, by not allowing mass to be said at the Catholic Church, aren't they depriving both the priest who's saying the mass and the congregants who are there to participate in the mass, their right to practice their religion? That's what you're doing. You're practicing religion, and they're saying you can't do that. You cannot say the mass because you'll have more than 10 people. To me, that is something I think could be argued in court.
Cuomo is acting like a bishop. When was he ordained? It's up to the bishop or the hierarchy in the church or whatever, the pope, to either ban a priest from the excommunity. What he's doing is excommunicating priests because they can no longer.
They can't complete their duties.
They cannot, you know, fulfill their mission.
That's right. Think about it like that. And by a secondary thing, they wouldn't be able to hear confessions and different things that are part of their regular duties.
Right.
Okay, Mary, happy anniversary again to you, Mary. Thank you.
Shoot.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, that's a good, I mean, I think that's a good legal argument. By the state coming in and saying you can't say Mass, that means the priest who was supposed to say Mass can't practice his religion. It means the people who are kneeling there as the priest is saying Mass, they can't practice their religion because there's no Mass allowed to be said. Think about it like that. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that that is a pretty decent, I don't know if it would hold up or not, but I think it's a pretty decent argument. What do you think, Tony?
I think it's a decent argument, sure.
Yeah, it's worth pursuing.
Exactly.
Anyway. Let's take a break and then return on News Radio 930 WBN. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Those are the numbers to call in if you would like to talk on the air. If you are shy but you want your point to get across, you got a couple of ways. You can go to 30930, and that's the text line. That comes up on a giant screen in front of me on which I look and see the text and say, oh, Harry thinks about this. And then I might mention Harry thinking about this. And let's see, Beamer has the Facebook page in which you can do the same thing but on Facebook. So we have a lot of different platforms for you. And depending on what you prefer, give us a call. What are we talking about today? Well, we're asking, first of all, if you would fly. Would you fly to me today? Come fly with me. Come fly. Let's fly away. You know about the air gets recirculated in a plane, but it's supposed to be pretty filtered and pretty clean. Also, if you think about it, there won't be selling any center seats for a while. Because 90% in the Atlanta airport, 90% of the passengers that were there don't fly right now, are not flying right now. 85% of the flights aren't flying either. So you got a few people on a few planes. So if you were lucky enough to find a plane that you needed, it'd be pretty easy. When you get there, all of the vendors, either leading up to the gate or coming from the gate, to the luggage area, are gone. They're shut down, at least for now. When you get on the plane, a sumptuous meal awaits you. No, I'm lying. It's a bag with a bottle of water and a snack. That's it, Pally. A bottle of water and a snack. And so that's that. I'm asking if you would bother flying. I think if you had to fly, either on business, you know, this is business, I have to fly, or maybe the illness of somebody in your family, I must get home now. Okay, that would take the decision-making process out of your hands. You'd do it. But if you didn't have to fly, if you just thought, gee, I wonder what Cleveland's like this time of year, or something like that, that might be different. You might not want to take a chance for something you don't have to do. Second thing, I know you're upset with Kamala Harris, who is a senator from California, when she says she's introducing a resolution against you being able to call it the Chinese virus. It's really against the president who calls it the Chinese virus, and we know all about that. I have no problem calling it that at all. And we'll see if that's all they've got to do. Maybe we should give them some make busy work to do. And the last one is the newest one that came in after the show started, and that's Minnesota. Yeah, the bishops are saying to the politicians of Minnesota, we are going to have our regularly scheduled masses. We're going to do it. And I'm asking if you approve of that. And also, if you approve of the fact that we should do it, too. We should do it instead of just sitting and taking it. And I'm thinking if there's any external reasons why the bishops don't do it, it should be kicked aside. If they don't get some kind of government assistance or this or that or the other thing, should be kicked aside because need I remind them, I'm hardly the guy to remind them, but the reason they got into this line of work in the first place is to serve God and serve the people who are there. And that should be their top priority. And I'm thinking they have lawyers too. And if you went and argued that by not allowing Mass to be said, the government is keeping priests from practicing their religion. It keeps people from enjoying their religion. And as far as we know, it's not a good sight for the government to keep anybody from practicing their religion. So I think it might be a little legitimate thing. All right, Buzzy, how about a couple of Facebooks, please?
Yeah, let's go to, are you okay calling it the Chinese virus? Which, let me tell you, Sandy, that is the most popular question right now on the Facebook page. And like you said, if you'd like to leave your comment, do so. Ronald says, yes, notice how the media changed since January. Need to be politically correct now. The origin was normally used in the past as a virus illness that originated in China. Now all of a sudden that narrative has been out of any news reports.
Now you got to say it right, Buzzy. China.
China.
China. Yeah, that was the best moment of his presidency when that, Mr. President, do you think it's right to call it the Chinese virus? Well, that's where it came from. China!
China. That's why.
I love that. I absolutely love that. It's funny how certain things stick in your brain, you know what I mean? But when he said it, I happened to be watching. I saw it live. Did not see it later. I saw it live when it was happening. I stood up and raised my fist to the sky and said, yes! Yes, that's great. That's why we love this guy.
Maybe we should ask him one more time, Mr. President, where did it come from?
It comes
China.
From China.
China. That's yeah, that's right. I love the way he says it. Would you like to? Who would like some Asian food? You know, you say Chinese food, say Italian food. We label things as to their point of origin. What's wrong with that? We're getting too politically correct here. And the word Chinese is not anything bad, negative, or anything else. It names a country, and that's where it came from. We'll take a break now. On News Radio 930 WBEN, if you'd like to chime in on any of these subjects, feel free. Little program note, Rush Limbaugh returns to the airwaves. Truth, justice, and the American way. No, that's Superman. But sometimes Rush is Superman. He'll be back today, noon to 3, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.